Hello, end users, and welcome to the show. I'm Clarence.
And I'm Jamal.
Today's show, we're talking about the ASUS Transformer Prime. And just to be clear, this is the TF700T version of it. But let's jump right into it and get right into the specs here. This has a 10.1-inch Super IPS display that allows for 1920 by 1200 pixels. 1.3 gigahertz quad-core A9 NVIDIA Tegra 3 processor. 8-megapixel rear camera with autofocus, LED flash, capable of recording in 1080p. 2-megapixel front-facing camera for HD video chat. There are two versions. There's 32 gig and 64 gig. Plus, from what I'm hearing, you get 8 gigs of ASUS web storage. Of course, there's built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, micro HDMI and micro SD, which supports up to 32 gigs. And I believe it's got a 25 WHR lithium battery. The dimensions on this, we'll have it at about 586 grams, one USB 2.0 port, and there is an optional keyboard dot for another $149. Anything you want to add to the stats there?
Just for our non-metric users, 586 grams equals out to about 1.3 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that.
For the most part, I could run down some of the things I like about it. One of the things is that it's got a nice the pinch to zoom feature, which you would expect from any type of device that comes out today, especially an Android device. But as you know, with some Android devices, the pinch to zoom can be kind of laggy. This is actually quite fast. Also, the fact that the screen, it is really IPS or the in-plane switching screen allows you to see the screen at 178 degrees. That's almost two degrees from 180 degrees, which is amazing. You can almost lay flat and look at the screen. On top of it, it has Gorilla Glass that actually protects the screen, which is a plus. And on top of that, and I said on top of that twice, but excuse me, I don't have a good command of the English language yet.
Yeah, we know.
It also is able for you to see it in daylight, which is pretty nice, as I guess if you're out on the beach and you want to use this device as an e-reader or just to surf the web, you'll have no problems with that. Another thing I like about it has full flash support right out of the box. And I don't know if you mentioned it, but it comes right out of the box with Ice Cream Sandwich.
Ice Cream Sandwich. I did not mention that.
Which is, and the Tegra 3 chip, which has been a proven chip in a lot of devices. The fact that you have a quad-core chip inside of a device that can hold a battery life of 18 hours is pretty amazing in itself. Though the 18 hours, I wonder if it's like how long, if you can actually play 18 hours of like a video game on that. That would be interesting.
I think that's doubtful considering the amount of power with the the Tegra 3. Could be wrong, but
I think you might be right on that.
I think it's one of those things. We've said it before. It's kind of comparative to height listings in the NBA.
Yeah.
We know Charles Barkley ain't 6'10".
We were talking about it earlier. I think maybe the secret to the quote unquote 18 hours of battery life is that it does come with a separate keyboard, which unfortunately you do have to pay a little bit extra for. It's kind of like a docking station. So if you can kind of think of it, it's a neat little thing where you can keep the docking station at home or pack it if you want to. But I would imagine it would add to the weight of the product. But the keyboard itself has a battery built into it along with the actual tablet. So I could see where the you can have with the longer battery life in terms of that.
And if you're an early adopter who bought the TF200 version of it, if you didn't have the keyboard with that, it will work with this. My thoughts on it, it is a good device. This impressed at CES earlier this year. You know, the specs, well, you look at the specs, you can tell, you know, it's a powerhouse. The display is great. It's probably got the best, well, the highest resolution display in a 10-inch tablet that we've ever seen. It handles gaming really well. It seems to handle things, you know, fairly smoothly here. There's not a whole lot of improvements. Well, I shouldn't say improvements. I should say there's not a whole lot of changes versus the previous model. The real question in my mind for this device is, have they solved the Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth performance?
Now, I've heard that they did do, Asus did do an update that did solve it, according to some of the people who were on the Asus forums. They were talking about how Asus did put out a push out an update that did fix that. Because, as we know, this device allows you to push media out to certain devices like your TV or your gaming console, your PC. I'd imagine that when people first bought this home.
Yeah, they were upset.
Spotty
Wi-Fi, you know, yeah. GPS that doesn't take you where you're going, a little problematic.
Yeah.
So if they have not upgraded this, you know, those, you know, those features with this device, which, you know, and we'll get into the early adopters, how they feel about this in a second here, but that's what I'm interested to see. Have they fixed the issues with this to make this a better performing device as far as the Wi-Fi goes?
The thing that I find really interesting is most companies is that one USB port, and they bring out another one, and they still offer only one USB port. I know that there is a workaround to it. It's been proven that you can connect a USB hub to the device to power more than one USB device. However, I can imagine that that's going to drain your battery life as well.
Well, there's that, and I think the fact that you want a tablet means you don't want to carry extra stuff around.
Yep. And this is just one of my gripes, since I'm an old man, but no replaceable battery.
That's a pipe dream. You got to stop. You got to let that go.
I know. It's just something that I just have this, I don't know, just for some reason, if the battery dies on your device, whether it's a fault on the manufacturer or a fault on yourself, you have to pretty much trash the device unless you know how to open it up and replace the battery. And then good luck finding a replacement battery for it. That's why I don't like batteries that are not replaceable on devices. That's just my feeling. I mean, imagine if your car had a battery that was not replaceable. You'd have to pretty much replace the whole car. I know it sounds extreme, but if you look at it from that angle, it really is a, it doesn't take much to make a system where you can just replace the battery.
Apparently it's too much for manufacturers, but.
It's too much for manufacturers, I guess, so, you know. and of course, pricing, what do we have? Like $599?
$599 for the 32 gig, 64 gig, $699.
Yeah, $699 for the 64 gig.
And then if you want the keyboard, you know.
Another $149.
Roughly, yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, that's steep. But then I'm cheap.
So let me ask you, how do you think this device is going to be received? Because I've already seen it out there, you know. Everything's the next iPad killer. I'm really getting tired of seeing
it's
that.
It's not an iPad killer. It really kind of caters to a very small market. I look at it as a device, if you purchase the keyboard, a device that can act as a netbook and a tablet. So you technically have two devices in one. Which
I mean, you could argue that you could buy a keyboard for any existing tablet to do the same thing.
I mean, to be honest with you, if I'm looking at a tablet and I'm cheap like I am, I would look at, you know, the Kindle Fire. $200, you can't beat that. You still have a full Android market. You have Flash support. I know that it doesn't have Ice Cream Sandwich on it, but I'm sure that they'll eventually come out with a way to update the Android to Ice Cream Sandwich.
But even if they do, it's going to be a Amazon version, much like, you know, the Nook.
Sure.
Has that, you know, yeah, has that Barnes and Noble's version of Android that's not.
But I can tell you, I have a Nook Color, and the Barnes and Noble version of Android sucks.
Yeah.
That's the reason why there's a community out there that helps you to pretty much root that device, because by itself, even with the 1.4 update to it, it's still a piece of crap.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? So, I mean, if you want a nice tablet and you want a cheap one, and you want to go ahead and buy a Nook Color, the next thing you do when you bring it home is to root that thing.
As soon as you get it, root that thing. Yeah. Right? Try it.
No. Now, fair warning, though, once you root your device, it will void your warranty. So just keep that in mind. So don't complain.
And don't brick it. You don't want to brick the thing.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to brick it, though. I've almost tried, and it's really hard to do.
Because if you brick the device, you think to yourself, was it really worth it? I just wanted to watch Netflix on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
my thoughts on this, on how this is going to be received. First of all, let's go back to the iPad 3 killer thing. Not even close. Why? Mm-hmm. One reason, no 3G. No 3D version of this.
Yeah.
So, stop with the post of this versus the iPad 3. Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think if you want to come into the game, you have to have the communications ability. In other words, you have to have 3G, you have to have GPS, you have to have Wi-Fi. Not just Wi-Fi B and G. You have to have like Wi-Fi and strong antennas. Otherwise, don't even try to come into the arena stating that you're going to be the next iPad killer.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Nonsense. But as far as how I think this is going to be received, if they have worked out the bugs and, you know, they fixed the problems of the previous model, this could be that device that the tech guys like. You go to Best Buy and, you know, you go there, you don't really know a whole lot about tablets, and you just kind of know them by name recognition. They say, well, hey, what about the Asus Transformer Prime? And I say that because Asus isn't really known for putting a lot of marketing power behind their devices. When's the last time you saw an Asus commercial?
Never.
Never.
Unless you live in, like, Korea or something.
Or you're constantly
like that.
On YouTube. Maybe then you'll see, you know, an Asus.
But here's a question I have. If you had a friend who said, hey, I have $500 to $600 to spend on a tablet, would you recommend this device to them?
No.
Neither would I.
I can't say that you can, because you can look at it on one side and say, well, for the price, if you're just interested in the tablet portion of it, it might be good. But you got to consider, we're hearing rumors that the iPad 3 is going to drop, Wednesday?
Yep.
So you got to figure the immediate effect is it's going to drop the price of the iPad 2. You'd probably get an iPad 2, you probably can right now, honestly, for this price range and be completely happy with it and get a device that you know has stable Wi-Fi, as opposed to taking a chance on this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
That's how I look at it, too.
So, good device. I don't see it setting the world on fire. Also, another reason why I don't think it's going to be well received is the fact that the early adopters out there are probably going to be pretty upset with this due to the fact that they dropped money on the device that has a lot of extensive issues. Instead of Asus trying to do something to fix it, they said, you know what, let's just roll out a new device and kind of leave all the early adopters holding the bag, so to speak.
Yep.
So it almost seems like, considering the fact that the 200 model came out like fourth quarter of 2011, I believe it was December, and now they're just rolling out a new device, almost seems like a money grab, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think this is, and I know this is, you're going to laugh when I say this, but I think this is the legacy of Steve Jobs, is that he never released a device unless it was actually fully tested. and out in the world. And unfortunately, you're not going to see companies doing that anymore. The quality of devices has gone down. In my opinion.
Well, yeah, because they want to get their name out there, yeah. And they say, you know what, let's get this out there, and whatever's wrong with it, well, we'll fix it next time.
It almost seems like it's like, hey, let's just put the latest Android operating system on it, because that sells. Doesn't matter what kind of crappy device we put it on, but let's just put this Android operating system on it, because you know people will be excited about getting ice cream sandwich or the next version of Android.
Well, you see, they've already come out, and Ace has already come out and said, well, we're going to be the first ones to have a tablet that's got Jelly Bean on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, now, if you're an early adopter like that, and you can brag about, hey, I have Jelly Bean.
Oh, great.
Yeah, great.
How's your Wi-Fi working?
Good for you. Well, I think we both agree that this is a
it's a good device, just
good device,
overpriced. Wait for the price to come down if you really want this thing.
I wouldn't recommend it. That's just my final word on that.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll talk about winners and losers.
Let's move on to who's the loser of the week. Who you got for this?
Loser of the week that I have is Netflix. Netflix, for some reason, could not find a way to make an agreement with Stars, whether it's because they couldn't dig deeper in their pockets or they just didn't come off very well with the Stars. Now, if anyone is familiar with Netflix, you know that when you open it up, when Stars first came onto Netflix, it was like a godsend, because now you had actually good movies that were available, and TV shows on top of that were available. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to pay any extra money for it, which I thought was a great idea. Now Netflix, I don't know what they did. They scooted up somewhere, the higher ups, and they lost that contract. And I hate to say it, but I'm actually thinking about doing Hulu Plus.
Really? Hulu Plus, huh?
Yes.
I'm a little surprised by that.
I am surprised, but Hulu Plus is coming out with a lot more good stuff, TV shows, and they have, of course, I'm an anime fan, has an amazing amount of anime to choose from. So I'm going to play around with that, let you know how I feel about Hulu Plus. And I'm going to probably let my Netflix account, because I paid for this month, so I'll probably let it go by the end of the month and start with the Hulu Plus and see how that works out.
Do you remember right around this time last year?
I know.
With Netflix? Was probably the best value out there. And a year later, I have the streaming and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I don't even care. I would just drop it and save $8 a month. This is just another.
This is another chink in the armor
Of Netflix. And I don't think it's all on Netflix, because you know Stars and plus there's going to be other content providers. I mean, we saw this coming. We knew that their contract was going to be up early 2012, but I think Netflix had a job to kind of try to get this secured. They had plenty of time to do so. Mm-hmm. So now people are looking at this like, okay, well. Once again, I have less content in streaming, which Netflix, that's always been one of their weak points, hasn't had a whole lot of good content streaming. And now you look and people are paying the same exact amount and still getting less content.
Yeah.
Bad news for Netflix.
It is bad news. You know, and well, I had another thought, but I'll let it go. So what is your winner?
Well, you know me. Games. That's what you put me on the spot with the winner. Okay. I'm going to go with EA and BioWare. Mass Effect 3 out Tuesday. Nice. Played the demo, which is amazing. Multiplayer. Plus, I'm getting it for the Xbox, so it's got Kinect voice commands. So you can actually use it without bringing up the power wheel and stopping the game. It's going to be epic. I've taken a couple days off work, so I'm going to be doing nothing but playing it.
Spoken like a true gamer.
Yeah. You know, I'm not like one of those guys who's chilling in their mom's base and playing World of Warcraft.
No, no, or playing
doing epic
Pokemon
raids for
hot gold.
Yeah, that's all you, man. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for.
But I think that wraps it up for the show today. Always comment and subscribe. You know, we're everywhere. We're on YouTube. We're on StumbleUpon, WordPress, Blogger, all over the place. Email us, theunusualreport@gmail.com. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts? Don't buy it. I can think of so many things that you can get for $600. I mean, especially this time.
Get you a PlayStation Vita for less than $600, and you'll be more satisfied with that.
You can get a PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
And the Vita with has
the
3G.
You know, all that stuff.
This
doesn't
have 3G.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right. See you next time.
Peace.